Good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're glad that you've joined us. I'm the host, or the fill-in host today, Bill Boyle. David Boyle continues to be out. Maybe we'll see David on Monday. Beautiful day in the Red Rock country. You're coming, you're hearing our signal from Abajo Peak, where we boom out across the Red Rock country, number one rated station in Grand, San Juan, Dolores, and Montezuma County, and in the Northern Navajo Nation. Glad that you're with us today. You got translators in Cortez at 96.1 and in Moab at 101.5 FM on your dial. Streaming 24/7, we hope, at redrock92.com. That's our opening news this morning, is that there's been some interruptions in internet service in many areas throughout the area, particularly areas serviced by Emery Telecom. Last night, they announced that there was a cut in fiber lines. One fiber line was cut in Denver and the other in Salt Lake City. They've been scrambling all night. The latest that we have heard is service is back in most areas. If you still don't have the internet, please call the Emery Telecom office if they provide your services so they can look further into the issue. But interruptions in internet service in the area, and it sounds like Emery Telecom has figured that out. Of course, there are a wide variety of providers in the area, but many in Emery Telecom who's involved in an extension of fiber throughout southeast Utah. Been in Grand County for many years and in many areas of San Juan County. But anyway, so Emery Telecom announces that services are coming back up in most areas that they service. News the last couple of days has included fire danger. We had a red flag warning on Monday and Tuesday in the Red Rock country. And of course, when you have a red flag warning, there's probably a pretty good chance that you're going to have a fire. And there was a fire, the Horsehead Fire, approximately 15 miles south and east of Monticello, came up on Tuesday. It has been contained at 150 acres. Really, there are no active or new fires in the Red Rock country, but we are still impacted by the smoke coming from the Thompson Ridge Fire, which is over in Beaver County in the southwest corner of Utah. It's up to 7,300 acres burning. It looks like they've been able to get a perimeter around it. They're not calling it contained yet, but that acreage is not growing like it did tremendously the first couple of days. There was one other fire reported in the last little while, the Cedar Fire, which is really close to the Horsehead Fire, just across the state line into Montezuma County, Colorado. So red flag warnings are not in effect right now, but we still have higher temperatures, low humidity, with monsoonal moisture possibly coming in that could be accompanied by lightning. So be aware, be careful. You don't want to take risks with the fire dangers as they sit right now. We followed the reservoirs so enthusiastically for the last couple of months as they filled with the spring runoff. I just wanted to revisit that real quick. Lake Powell is down 3.5 feet over the last 2 weeks. Of course, those reservoirs fill with spring runoff, and then thank goodness we have that stored water, but that stored water is being used or released or evaporating. So Lake Powell's down 3.5 feet over the past 2 weeks. And McPhee Reservoir is down 8 feet from its high. The two reservoirs in San Juan County, Recapture Reservoir and Lloyd's Lake, are both retaining a significant amount of water, but our water storage is dropping, of course, as we're in the middle of August, in the middle of a hot summer. Glad that you've joined us here on the Red Rock Morning Show. I am going solo today. Rhett Sifford is on the road headed to Ogden for the broadcast tonight of the opening game of the high school football season with San Juan Broncos taking on the Layton Christian Eagles. That's going to be an awesome game. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30 here on Red Rock 92 and streaming on pictureitpalmer.com. Anyway, so I'm sitting in the engineering desk and I'm a little bit nervous. So we need to go to commercial. And then we will be right back. Once again, you are listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're glad you've joined us.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Don't miss the Johnny O Band live on stage at Montezuma Park. It's Cortez Third Thursdays, free August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. with an outdoor market full of food, drinks, giveaways, and live music. The Johnny O Band is a smoking band out of Boulder, Colorado. Their funky grooves and high-energy jams will captivate you and get you dancing. Third Thursdays at Montezuma Park, presented by the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association, the City of Cortez, and First National Bank of Cortez. Cortez Third Thursdays featuring the Johnny O Band. Free August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Montezuma Park.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. It is Friday, August 11th, 2023. We're in the middle of August already, and with that comes the arrival of the school year before we know it. Two classes will be offered tomorrow at the Dove Creek Fitness Center by Lieutenant Braden Banks of the Dolores County Sheriff's Department. The first class, Situational Awareness and Stranger Safety, is for elementary school students and their parents. That's from 3 to 4 o'clock. The second class, An Introduction to Self-Defense, is for middle and high school students and their parents. It's from 5 to 6 p.m. There's no charge for that. Just some training as we get ready to head back to school. School starts next week in several of our local districts, and it's just right around the corner. It's amazing that we are there. Have a number of funeral announcements we want to make today. There'll be funeral services for Verla Mae Swayze today at 11 a.m. at the Moab Baptist Church on Cane Creek Boulevard. Interment will follow at the Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery. Funeral services for Elverne Adcock begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow, that's August 12th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Also tomorrow at 11 a.m. are memorial services for Charlene Faye Randolph. They'll be held at the Rock Springs Church in Cortez. And there'll be a public viewing for Deanne Holyoke from 10 to 11:30 next Saturday, that's August 19th, at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. A short memorial service and dedication of the grave will follow at Sunset Cemetery. And for more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host, Bill Boyle, today, filling in for David Boyle, who continues to be out, and hopefully we'll see him on Monday. Rhett Sifford, who's been our engineer this week, is on the road headed to a football game, so I'm going it alone, so excuse me if we have some glitches. But we're glad that you've joined us, and let's go to commercial. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Join Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record for the first ever Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd at the beautiful Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. The tournament honors the remarkable community-wide effort that brought the game of golf to Monticello and raises funds for improvements at the Hideouts. It's a four-man scramble starting at 9 a.m., $280 per team, and lunch is provided. The Hideout Golf Course is the number one public course in Utah and 35th in the nation as ranked by Golf Week magazine. Come see it for yourself at the Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd in Monticello.
Need ideas for your Red Rock Country adventure? Check out 101 ways to experience San Juan County. This free 64-page magazine is full of great ideas, 101 to be exact. Sites to see, places to go, and events to attend. And there's a host of local businesses and organizations eager to help you make wonderful memories. Find the visitor's guide at tourist stops, visitor centers, convenience stores, restaurants, motels, and businesses across the area, or online at sjr101.com. Enjoy your visit to Red Rock Country.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding, call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
What's going on?
Friday night at Bluff Fort presents the Grayson Girls, Blanding's own homegrown, talented, and creative ladies playing guitar and keys. The show's free and starts at 7 p.m. Also Friday night, the free movie Moab Summer Film Series presents Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's at the Center Street Ballpark. Bring your own water, chairs, and blankets. Check moabhappenings.com for full details. Saturday is Escalante Days at Flanders Park in Dolores. The fun includes a parade, chainsaw competition, 5K, food, softball tournament, local beers and wines, kids' activities, games, vendors, live music, and more. Full details are online at visitdolores.com. The annual Randon Kies Memorial Night Golf Tournament is also Saturday at the Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. It begins at 5:30 and costs $50 per person. For more info, visit hideoutgolf.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit cortezfarmmarket.com, Town of Dolores.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're glad that you've joined us. We're coming here basking in the glow of San Juan County's only stoplight in Monticello. It is Friday, August 11th, 2023. A lot going on today and a lot going on the weekend. Today is National Hip Hop Day. 50 years ago today, August 11th, 1973, at a back-to-school party in the Bronx, DJ Kool Herc introduced the technique of playing the same album on two turntables and extending the drum section, known as the backbeat. So the night is widely recognized as the birth of hip-hop. So hip-hop is 50 years old. Guess it's not so hip if you're 50. When you're 50, you're thinking about your bad hip. But whatever. It's also Mountain Day in Japan. That's a day that we can celebrate around here in our beautiful mountains in the Red Rock Country. It's National Son and Daughter Day, so go ahead and spoil your kids today. It's also, this is interesting, the beauty community has named today National Face Mask Day. So I guess you can get a face mask. Of course, with the opening day of football season, we hope we don't have much face masking going on the field tonight. So I don't know if they realize the conflict there in naming National Face Mask Day on the opening day of football season. We've seen a trend of naming days after people's names. So yesterday was National Dean Day and also National Mary Day, where if you're named Dean, then yesterday was your day. We don't have any name day today, but it may be a related note. It's Chad Independence Day. I think it has more to do with African countries than Chad, poor Chad, who needs to be independent. But anyway, I don't know. Today in history, on August 11th, 1942, American actress Hedy Lamarr and composer George Antheil received a patent for an electronic device that minimized the jamming of radio signals, and it was set up for submarines in World War II. That patent kind of sat dormant, unknown to the patent holders. It had been used, and today it's a component of satellite and cellular phone technology used all over the world. And this is an actress, Hedy Lamarr, one of the most beautiful actresses of all time, had this patent. So anyway, there's a remarkable new documentary on that. But that happened today, August 11th, 1942. On August 11th, 1964, 59 years ago today, Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, their first movie, was premiered in New York City. That's a classic movie. On this day, 49 years ago in 1974, the number one song was The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. Paper Lace, they had two top number one hits in 1974, and you didn't hear a whole lot about them after that. They Billy Don't Be a Hero was also by Paper Lace. August 11th, 1984, Carl Lewis won his fourth gold medal at the Los Angeles Summer Olympics. And on this day, 9 years ago, a sad day, comedian Robin Williams died. Birthdays today, actor Chris Hemsworth is 40 years old today. And there's a sigh of admiration coming from the Red Rock Studios. One of our staff members really likes Chris Hemsworth. Wrestler Hulk Hogan is 70 years old today. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer, is 73. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, was born today in 1921. He died in 1992. Actress Viola Davis is 58 years old today. She's the only African-American to achieve the Triple Crown in acting. That's an Emmy, a Tony, and an Oscar. She's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards. Local birthdays today for Becca Weichel, Toby Blake, and Dr. Merrill Hugentobler. And we have weekend birthdays coming up for Brooke Pearson, Sam Crane, and Anna Fredericks. Happy birthday to y'all. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on Red Rock, give us a call. We're glad to receive them, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. All right, if I can figure out this technology, we're going to go to our on-air job fair. This is job listings from throughout the Red Rock country. And you are listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92. I'm glad you're with us. Let's see if this will work. Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including clinical nurse manager, operating room registered nurse, dialysis registered nurse, and registered nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
San Juan School District has openings for a number of paraprofessional positions in their elementary and secondary schools. To qualify, you need to have an associate's degree or provide proof that you've completed 48 college credit hours or taken past the ParaPro assessment. For more information, contact the
JSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System, currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries two nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation, depending on your experience, please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at doobiesistersco.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
This high school sports report is brought to you by Knowles Home Furnishings, Moab's locally owned furniture, appliance, mattress, electronics, and flooring store since 1961. Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The 2023 high school football season kicks off tonight with two games on the docket. Our first Friday Night Lights broadcast of the season features the two-time 2A defending champion San Juan Broncos taking on the reigning 1A champion Layton Christian Eagles at the Spence Eccles Sports Complex in Ogden. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Join us for the pregame starting at 6:30. The Grand County football team opens their year at home against the Milford Tigers. And tomorrow, the Montezuma Cortez softball team begins their season with a home doubleheader against Gunnison. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, August 11th, 2023. Opening of the high school football season tonight when the San Juan Broncos travel to Ogden to take on the Layton Christian Eagles. Of course, that game is in Ogden and not in Layton. They found the Spencer Eccles complex has a lighted field, so they'll be playing at 7 o'clock tonight. Be aware of that. I think that game was initially scheduled at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but it will be broadcast at 7 o'clock is when kickoff is slated. Local high school team, the Milford Tigers, will travel to Moab and take on the Grand County Red Devils in the Red Devils' opening game of the season. Southwest Colorado, there's still 2 weeks before the start of football season, but boy, we'll have some seasoned teams with three games by the time the Colorado schools start. But anyway, that's what's going on. It's a great day. It's an exciting day around here. We've been I've been alone here in the studio this morning trying to figure things out, and I hope that everything worked okay. Once again, we've had internet outages through Emory Telecom, but they've announced that they've figured most of it out, and if you are still having challenges, give them a call. In our regional sports report, Major League Baseball, man, it started off so strong and so good for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they have lost 9 of their last 10 games and are just dropping like a stone in the standings. The Dodgers, the number one team in the NL West, have won 9 of their last 10 games, and so these teams, which were very evenly matched not too long ago, are moving in different directions. The Diamondbacks are now roughly 500 for the season, 57-58, 11.5 games behind the Dodgers, who have the best record in Major League Baseball. The Colorado Rockies are very ensconced in the basement of the NL West. They are 23.5 games behind the Dodgers. Anyway, our regional sports, we're not having as great a baseball season as we've had basketball season, of course, with the championship of the Denver Nuggets, and football season coming up, so... Anyway, our pro sports local teams are floundering right now. Hopefully they're able to straighten things out and get back in the playoff race. But we're starting to get to the point where we talk about mathematical elimination, and the Rockies may be getting close to that. But anyway, we're glad you joined us this morning on the Red Rock Morning Show. Beautiful day. Hope you have a great weekend. Appreciate the support of the Red Rock Morning Show. And if you want to get a copy of our podcast, we load this in podcast form, and you can listen to the show at your leisure just by downloading it from the internet. That is at redrock92.com. Send us an email, info@redrock92.com. We'll put you on our list and notify you when that podcast is released every morning. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m.,
glad that you have joined us and hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Let me see if I can get this thing figured out right. We're getting close here. Once again, you're listening to Red Rock 92.